Rufoi, so Pora Ravutsa Boy, the Maisa Gzela was in the karka. You went and took over somebody's karka. And inside the karka, inside the property, there was a cow lying down there. Just lying there. Rashi says, the Gazlin Le Moshcha. The Gazlin did not make a Maisa Mashicha. Vevika Kakois, the same local like Kakois. The Reblezi, the Yoma, saw the Nigzelis. Koine, Parimo. So according to Rebbe Leza, since you have a kinyan gazela on the karka, you kind of the par also. It's also you have a kinyan gazela on it. And therefore you have to pay back the parah. However, according to the Rabbonin, you're not kind of the soda, therefore you're not kind of the parah either. Therefore you have a right to say, Reshad Akhla Fonecha. That's what Gemara says. But the case is, you stole the field, and there's a parah of Utsaboy, the shot for Nahor, and the Nahor just took it away. So the Rebbe Lezer, Latayme, Rabban Latayme, Rebbe Lezer goes according to his time that holds Gzela is Chalan Karka, Rabban Latayme holds it the Potter.
Yeah, Mishnah says like this, Ha-Grizeles Chaveroi, if somebody steals from his friend, Oy Shehilva Himenu, or else if you borrow money from somebody, Oy Shehifkid Loi, or else somebody gives you a Pekodim to watch, you become a Shema Pekodim, you're watching something for somebody else, the Yishuv, the person gives it to you back at home, the Yishuv where he lives in the town. So Ochriz lo yachtulay b'midbar. You're not allowed to return it to the owner even if you meet him in the midbar. Let's say you have the gzela, you want to return it to him now in the midbar. Or you have the money you borrowed, or you have the pikodin. So the owner has a right to say, I don't want to receive it here in the midbar, it's a dangerous place. You have to hold on to it and first give it back to me when I come back home. But what's going to be our manas lotis b'midbar? Let's say when the shemer, when the halvor, when they first took the money, they spoke out of Tanai, our manas, that I'm going out to the midbar, then yasla b'midbar. Then you have a right to return it, even in the midbar. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Havim, you know, the Mishnah is, that it means when the Malva said Beferis, spoke out of Beferis to Tanai, that if you want to, you could return it to me even in the midbar. Or else the Mafkid said, even if you want to, you can return it to me in the midbar. And this will soon see the Gemara is going to ask, if so, Pshita. So first the Gemara is Kashi, Reminu, I have a question. It says, Aloha, Milva, Mishtalem, Espechol Mokam. A Milva, when you lend somebody money, so the Loiva has a right to pay back any place. Not like our Mishnah. So Mashman, the Loiva could pay back to the Malva, even in the midbar. But Avedo, because the name Mishtalem, Elodim Kaimim. But an Aved, if you find somebody's Aved, a lost object, or if you're ashamed when you're watching somebody's object that he gave to you to watch, here you can't return it only in the place where he gave it to you. But a kopon and by a malva, it's not like our Mishnah. So when it says, this is what this price means to say. Milva nitno litova bechol mokam. That means the malva has the right to go and ask the loiva to give him back the money any place. Even though the Malva meets the Loiva in the Midbar, if the time is up, the Malva has the right to ask him, even in the Midbar, to give him back the money. Because Yode al Helioina, like Rashi says, because since he gave the money. But Aveda Pikodon, Loinitno Litfelibim Kaimam. But if you're the Baal Aveda, and you know somebody found it and he's watching it for you, or else you gave somebody something to watch for you, you have no right to ask them to give it back to you, only b'mkaimam. Since like they're doing you a favor, you can't ask them to give it to you if they're not b'mkaimam. You have to wait till you come back home till you meet them b'mkaimam, that's when they'll return it to you. So this is not a steer to our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Amanas lotes b'midbar, so Gemara says, Pshita. And the Havimina is, if the Malva said clearly, like, I'm lending you money and you could return it to me even in the Midbar. So the Gemara asks Pshita. So the Gemara says, like, Tzarich, you know what we need the Mishnah for? The Omalei. It's like this. That Lehebe Hai Pikotin Gaboch. The Mafka said, listen, I'm going away, watch my object for me. The Anol Midbara Nifkona. I'm going out to the Midbar, I'm going to the wilderness now. So please watch this for me. The Yomalei and the Shema said, listen, the Yomalei Iyu Ano Le Midbar Nami Bina Le Mefek. I also plan to go out to the Midbar. I Bina Le Hadrin Lecho Hosom Madan Lecho. Like, if I want to return it to you, like, could I return it to you there? So the Mafkia, the owner, didn't answer back. He didn't say clearly okay. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though the Mafkia did not say clearly okay, but since the Nifkar expressed himself and said, listen, you're going to the Midbar, I also may go to the Midbar. So since the Mafkid knew this, it's as if he accepted upon himself that he will accept it back, even in the Midbar. The next Mishnah says, Hoy melech averoi, gizalticha. If Reuven tells Shimon, I agree, I admit that I stole something from you.
Rel Silvi Soni, I admit that you lent me money. Rel Sivkarato Etli, I admit that you gave me something of yours to watch. But now the question is, I say back, V'eini yodei im echzarati l'cho, but I'm not sure if I returned it to you or not. I agree that I once stole from you. I stole $100, or about $100, but I'm not sure, maybe I paid it back to you. Im lo echzarati l'cho, maybe I didn't. And of course the other person, the nigzal, or the malv, is saying, no, you did not pay me back. So in such a case, chayiv l'shalim, of course you have to pay back. Since it's like a bori v'shema, and there's a cheskas chiyiv over here, that you admit that you have a vada chiyiv to pay him back, it's only a question if you freed yourself or not, so that any day in praticham, therefore you chayiv. Avol, but, imamalo, if you say like this, any day in gezalticha, I'm not sure if I made the gezel at all, or else, im hilvisoni, I'm not sure if I ever borrowed the money from you, or else im hifkarato esli, I'm not sure if you ever gave me the object to watch, then potem l'shalim. Even though the other person is a bori, but so what? A bori can't be my tzimamin. I have a suffix if I'm a chuyiv altogether or not, therefore I do not have to pay. So it must itmo that like this. Gemara Chsuvis, that mona li biyotcha, I say, listen, you have $100 of mine. V'halo yoyem, the other one says back, any yodeya. I do not know. This is called the bori v'shema. I say, you have $100 of mine, and the other one answers, I don't know. So Rav Huna, Rav Yudah, Amr, they both say chayiv. Yes, bori v'shema, bori is odd if you have to pay back. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Amri, Potter, they held no. What's the pshat? Rav Huna, Rav Yudah, Amri, chayiv, because bori v'shema, bori odd. Just for the time is bori alone, even though you don't have any edim, but bori v'shema, the svar is like we don't see the shema, so we only see the time is bori, therefore, he has to pay. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Amri, no Potter. Why? Because it's still a suffix. Even though you have a tainus bori, you're saying for sure he owes you the money, but the other one has a doubt. So we do not know for sure. Therefore, the klal is it's like a suffix mumin, and the klal always is, uki mamayna b'cheskas mori. Whenever we have a doubt to take away the money or not, we always leave the money b'cheskasa where it is right now. And in other words, the klal is, of hamoitzi mechaberi olav araya. If you want to get the money, you have to bring proof of tuedim. But just with a tainus bori, you cannot be moitzi the mumin. Verse of Tanam went like this. It says in our Mishnah. But if the loiv answers back and says, I'm not sure if you lend me the money at all, so potter. So the Chur, you see from the Mishnah that Bori Veshema is Lav Odif. The Chur, it's a riot to Rav Nachman Rav Yechon, they said there's a potter. So what's the case talking about? If you want to say that the Malv did not ask for the money, so maybe there's not even a bori here. That's why it would not be a kasha according to Rav Yehuna. So where it says, Reisha Nami is so, the Leika Tovilei. So even the Reisha also, where the Malva did not ask for the money, if so, am I chayiv? So why does the Leiva have to pay? Like if the Malva was not asking for the money, why should the Leiva have to pay the money then? So where it says, Ela de Katovilei. For sure we're talking about that the Malva is asking for the money. Still, a Katani Sefer, it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Potem Milashalim. So here we see, Bori Veshema, Lav Bori Yodif, for it's a riot to Rav Nachman, and to Rav Yechanan. That they both say, Bori Veshema, Lav Bori Yodif, because the Mishnah says, if the Loiv answers back and says, I do not know if I ever borrowed the money or not, he's Potter. So where it says Loiv, it could be there's no proof in our Mishnah. Loyer Lom de Loiv Katovili. Our Mishnah, both the Reish and the Sefer is talking about that only the Loiva or the Shemer is talking. But the Malva is not asking for anything here. The Malva is no Tainus Bori. If so, why in the Reisha do we say, if the Loiva says, I'm not sure if I paid you up or not, and the Malva doesn't say anything, why does the Loiva have to pay? So I'll tell you, the Reisha, but the Lotha Zidei Shemayim. And the Reisha Nechnami, it's only a Chiddush of Lotha Zidei Shemayim. The Rashi says, the Chivon, the Komoidi, the Vadi Gozlei, so since you agree that you made Gzela or you took the money, so you're not Yot Yedei Shemayim until you yourself return it. But Mitzar Ikar Adin Havadi Yepota. Here, why? Because there's no Tainus Bori. But maybe in the case where the Malva is saying Bori, you did not pay me back yet, and you're only a Shema, maybe Bori Veshema, Bori could be Yodif. Was it manam? We learned also like this that Amr Reb Chiyah Rabba, Amr Reb Yechanan, Hoy Mila Chaver. Somebody says to his friend, Mona Li Biyotcha, I have $100 by you. You owe me $100. The other one says back, Any Yedeya? that I do not know. So it says chayiv, but you know what type of chayiv? For bolot to yidei shemayim, like yoni chayiv to be yot yidei shemayim. Mikra din yapota, because even though you're only a shema, that he doesn't have any eidim. Bori is not as strong enough to be able to be mighty mammon. We need eidim to be mighty mammon. And like Rashi says, the chiyuv lotzei tzidei shemayim is when there's a tainus bori involved, or else there's at least a ksas tainus bori. Like in the Rashi of the Mishnah, where you admit that you made the maisi gzela, or that you borrowed the money, just you have a doubt whether you paid it up or not, but since you admit that you made the maisi gzela, there's like a ksas tain here, therefore you would have a chiyuv lotzei tzidei shemayim. But let's say you have a doubt whether you stole it altogether, and there's no tainus bori, the other one also has a doubt, it could be in such a case you would not even have a chiyuv of lotzei tzidei shemayim. Then the Mishnah says like this, ha'goynev teleh minu eder, if somebody stole a teleh, a ram from somebody's field, from somebody's eder, somebody's corral, ve'achziroi, and then the goslin goes and returns it back to the owner, without telling the owner, umeis, and the teleh dies by the owner's house overnight, or enigmav, or else it was stolen from the owner, is chayibach yusoy. The first ganif still has the chayib hashava. Since you did not tell the owner that you made the hashava, that's not called hashava to free you, you still have the chayib achrayus on you. The Rashi says, chayibach yusoy, tenechi gondva kom levishusoy. As soon as you made the gzeilis in your rishus, the hashava diyovid lav hashavi, ad shemoida luhu labailam. It's not called you returned it until you notify the owner that the owner has to know that it's back. Now the Mishnah says, what about lo yodu bailim loy bignei vosoi v'loy bachisei rosoi? Let's say the owner did not realize that it was stolen. But the Rashi is talking about that the owner realized it was stolen. Then even though you returned it, since he did not realize it, that's not called hashava. But let's say the owner did not realize that it was missing at all, and then you returned it without telling him, but he did not realize that it was missing. And the owner then like counted his flock, and he realized everything was there, and then the animal dies, he potter. Then the goslin is potter. Because that's called the good hashava. Rashi the mono es atzoin, achesher zero vishlema, harayesh chandas bailim. It's like now the owner knows like it's back already, so that like frees the goslin. He's free, so if the shor dies or the tleh dies later, the goslin is potter. Smor says, Omar Rav, ledas tzorech das, that if it was stolen min hadas, I mean, if the owner realizes that it was stolen from his corral, then the goslin cannot return it unless he notifies the owner. But what about shaloi ledas? Let's say you made the gzela and the owner did not find out about it. So then minyan peiter, like as long as the owner counted it and they were all there, then the goslin is potter. Even though he did not notify the owner that he made a chazara, for as long as the owner counted it, he's potter. That's the way Rav learns. Therefore, v'chikatoni yomonu es atzoin v'ishleima, that our Mishnah says that if the owner counts his flock and sees that all the sheep is there, that the goslin is potter, it's only going on the sefer where the owner did not realize that it was stolen. But in the ratio, where the owner realized that it was stolen, so then the only chazor is if he notifies the bailim. But if he does not notify him, even though the owner counted it, still he would be chayiv. That's where Rav learns. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Bein ladas, bein shle ladas. Whether the owner realized that it was stolen, or whether the owner does not realize that it was stolen. Still a minyan poiter. If the goslin returns it, even though he does not notify the owner, but if after the chazara, the owner counts it, and now the owner like realizes that it's there, so therefore the goslin is potter. That's called a good hashava. As long as the owner now knows that it's all back. V'chikatoni, therefore when our Mishnah learns and says, Omanu v'shleima potter, when our Mishnah says if the owner counted his flock and see that everything is there, that the goslin is potter, so Shmuel says, Akula, goes on the whole Mishnah. For Rabbi Yechon says like this, that Lodas, if the owner realized that it was stolen, so then minyan poiter. Then it's enough the fact when you return it and the owner counts it and realizes that it's there, even though the goslin did not tell him, still you poiter. But Shalei Lodas, when you stole from the owner and he does not realize that it was stolen, so afilu minyan nami le tzorach. The Yochanan says, if the owner did not realize that it was stolen, so then, as long as the Gazdan makes a Hashava, even though he does not notify the owner, still he's potter right away, even before the owner counted it. Because the owner never knew that it was stolen. So therefore, the Hashava is called the good Hashava without Das Bailam. And therefore, Besikatoni Yumanu Esatsoin Vishlema, that our Mishnah said that if the owner counts the flock and realizes that everything is there, that's when the Gazdan is potter, Hatoya Resha. That only goes on the Resha when the owner realized that it was missing, that it was stolen. But in the case that the owner did not realize that it was stolen, and then the Gazdan makes a Hashava without telling the Bailam, and even before the Bailam counts it, and then if something happens to the shore, the Gazdan would be potter. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns, Lakula. Rabbi Chizda says no, that Ladas, if the Gazdan stole and the owner realized that it was stolen, Minyan Poiter. Then later, if the owner counts it and realizes that the Minyan is back, so that's called a good Hashava. Like the owner realizes that it's back, that's called Hashava. But Shaloy Ladas, let's say the owner never realized that it was missing, then Tsarech Das. Then, even though the Gazdan returns it, and the owner counts the flock, so what? Maybe the counting is not enough. Here you need a Shava Gemura. Tzorach Das. That's the story of Chizda Paskin, and that's Talocha like this. Then again, if you steal it, Ladas, that the owner realizes that it's missing, then if the owner counts it and sees that it's back, a Poiter, that's enough of a Shava. For the case when you stole it, it was Shloi Ladas, the owner, to not realize that it was missing, then later, even though the owner counts it, when it's back, still that's not called a chazara. But in such a case, it's tzorech das. It's only called a chazara if the Gazdan notifies the owner. But before he notifies the owner, it's not called a hashava, the Gazdan is still achrayis. Therefore, v'chi ketoni, umani esatsoin v'ishlema, that the Mishnah says that when the owner counts his flock and sees that all the tzoin is there, that the Gazdan is potter, that's only going aresha. And the case where the owner realizes that it was stolen, that's called Gzela Bedas. But in the case where it was done Shalai Bedas, that's Mechumra, and there the Hashava has to be a Hashava Shlema, that the Gazlan has to notify the owner. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava.